With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. military says a couple of Navy pilots are fine after being shot down this morning over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident. They were recovered alive and one suffering minor injuries. All is well. Not saying exactly what they're doing, but the military is striking Yemeni Houthi rebels in the region. A top-ranked New York Police Department officer abruptly resigns amid sexual misconduct allegations.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry abruptly resigning Friday amid allegations he demanded sex from a subordinate in exchange for overtime pay. Madry's lawyer dismissing the allegations, a lawyer for his accuser, Lieutenant Quatisha Epps, filing a complaint with the EEOC Saturday claiming Madry engaged in quid pro quo sexual harassment. The NYPD says it takes all allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and will thoroughly investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
Correspondent Charles Della-Desma reports that families on Mayotte are grieving loved ones lost in Cyclone Chido and starting to rebuild their homes.
A week after Cyclone Chido ravaged Mayotte, France's poorest territory, the island remains in crisis. Hospitals are overwhelmed and doctors are warning of mounting risks of epidemics like cholera. Due to the lack of clean water and electricity, 35 people have been confirmed dead, but France's health minister warns that any estimates are likely major undercounts. I'm Charles Della-Desma.
Authorities in Texas say a pickup truck driver fleeing police careened through the doors of a JCPenney store yesterday, injuring five people before he was fatally shot by law enforcement officers at a busy mall. The truck crashed into the department store in Killeen, about 68 miles north of Austin, late yesterday, continued into the building, striking people as it went. This is SRN News. Georgia Senate Republicans recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. The recommendation set the stage for action in the 2025 legislation session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. Legislators in 2022 empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate transgender students' participation in sports, but some Republicans say that doesn't go far enough and that lawmakers themselves need to act. A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevent transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Menahan issued his order to put on hold the rule while a lawsuit moves through the courts challenging it. The state says that since gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. The ACLU is fighting against it. This is SRN News. The British government has approved the sale of the Royal Mail's parent company to a Czech billionaire.
The sale paves the way for the Postal Service to pass into foreign ownership for the first time in its 500-year history. Authorities have confirmed that the $4.6 billion takeover of Royal Mail's owner, International Distribution Services, by businessman Daniel Kretinsky's EP Group, can go ahead. The service will remain headquartered in Great Britain, and as part of the deal, Britain's government will retain a so-called golden share in the service. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 22nd. It's the 357th day of 2024. There are just 9 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1990, Lech Walesa took the oath of office as Poland's first ever popularly elected president. This is SRN News.